is the smiling annoying you? The I didn't mean to say that. It's just I know that I can't stop smiling, and it's smiling, just so much smiling. I mean, I don't want to stop smiling. I am having such a good time. This is such a wonderful night. This date is so. I love it so much. This is. You are wonderful. You're just so, so wonderful. And tonight has been perfect. And normally I don't say perfect. I never say perfect because nothing is ever perfect for me, because I'm a bit unlucky. And by a bit unlucky, I mean I'm cursed. I am cursed. Just so cursed. But tonight has been a dream, an actual dream, and I can't stop smiling, and I didn't want to creep you out because I really like you, and you're not creeped out. You like my smile? I like your smile too. I like your everything too. I mean, not that you like my everything, you like my everything. Oh, if this is a dream, I'm going to be so annoyed. Just so annoyed. But it's not a dream, is it? This is real. And it's been perfect. It's just been so perfect. I haven't fallen over. I haven't spilt anything or accidentally thrown any knives. What was that? Well, I just thought you, when I said about the knives and... You sure? If I'm being a bit too much, you can tell me and I'll just... You like that I'm being too much, because it's not too much. How are you, Will? How are you, an actual real person? Because you know just what to say. It's like... It's as if it's not our first date. It's our, I don't know, 10th or 14th or 27th. Yeah, 27th. That's a weird number, but I like it. I like weird. You are just... I think my luck's changing. I think I might actually not be cursed anymore. And it's all because of you. No, don't do that. Don't try and play it off. This is you. You walk into my life and my life just gets so much better. It's it's lovely. Because I'm being myself. I am being myself. And ordinarily on a date, I'm never myself. I am always someone else. Someone who's not clumsy, who's not, you know, bouncy. Adorable. Now, I'm not saying that those things are bad, but they're not great all at once. Because I don't know how to play the game. I don't know how to treat them mean, to keep them keen, because why would you do that? Why would you do that? What is the point? But I try, and I try too hard. So something always goes wrong. And I've had some really, really big things go wrong. Like I set someone's coat on fire once. That wasn't good. I threw a cat at someone once. That was really not good. I mean, the cat was cute, but the cat was not happy about being thrown, and meow, meow, meow. I once got locked inside a tube station with a serial killer. That was... How does that even happen? It was a cop, and I said, I'm interested in your job, and apparently I was too interested. And the serial killer thought I was onto them, and it was so awkward. Just so awkward, because, you know, serial killer. And I was certain I was going to die, but I didn't die. Have I told you this story before? Well, it's just you look like you've heard it before. Are you sure? I don't want to bore you. I can never bore you. How are you a real person? Everything about tonight, it's just been everything I ever wanted in a date. Just everything. Just... In fact, ever since I met you, my life has been so much better. I didn't die for a start, and that's That's weird, right? That is weird. I didn't die. I should have died. I was locked inside a tube station with a serial killer. A very good serial killer. I mean, you've seen the headlines. Are you sure I haven't told you the story before? Okay. I didn't die. I should have died. I definitely should have died, but... I was just really lucky. And I'm not lucky. I am really, really not lucky. Just... Huh. No, it's well, now that I think about it, there were a lot of coincidences. Just so many coincidences. Just too many, really. There were a lot of unlocked doors. And there was a flare gun, and I don't think there would normally be a flare gun on the underground. But there was. Now that I think about it, it was all a bit too convenient, really. What do you mean you're sorry? No, you said you're sorry. Oh no, have I ruined it? I've ruined it, haven't I? Oh, I'm sorry. It's just... This is what I do. This is what I do. I haven't ruined it. Are you sure? You're just so sweet. It's like you know me. It's like you like me. You do. That was so weird. Well, when you said that and looked at me, it felt like you really did. Well, you really do know me. Why do you look so shifty? You look kind of shifty. In fact, there's been a few times tonight when you've looked a little bit shifty. Like, I'll say something and you'll look guilty. Which is completely ridiculous. So, if there's something you're not telling me, just tell me. Just tell me. No, oh, why am I doing this? No, don't. You don't have to tell me. But now I kind of want to know. And I know you're hiding something because you are acting even shiftier now. Just so shifty. And it looks good on you, by the way. You look very, very good when you're being shifty. But you can tell me. You can totally tell me. It won't ruin anything. No. It won't. I promise you it won't. This cannot be ruined because I really like you. And I'm being myself. And there's nothing that you can say that would upset me. Well, no, that's a lie. Obviously, that's a lie. But I mean, I really like you. And I've had such a good time. And you're so lovely. And I feel a connection. And it's just, tonight has just been... everything I ever wanted in a date. And that never happens. That never happens. And ever since I met you, my life has been better. It's like... it's like there's someone watching out for me. And now you look really, really shifty. Just tell me. It can't be that bad. Whatever it is, it cannot be that bad. It's not like you're a time traveler and you've been doing this date over and over to make it... you know, perfect. And it's not like you saved me from the serial killer. You look so guilty right now. Just so un... you! You still look guilty. No, you can't. You are a time traveler, aren't you? That doesn't make sense. No, it does make sense. It makes a lot of sense, but it shouldn't make sense because you can't be a time traveler. Are you a time traveler? Is this not the first time we've had this date? It's not the first time we've had this date. How many? 20. Did you save me from the serial killer? With the unlocked doors and the flares. You did, but you had to be subtle. Not very subtle. Kind of subtle. And we've been on this date over 20 times. So you, a time traveler, a time traveler with I'm guessing access to all the space and time, have been on a date with me over 20 times. Why? Because you kept messing it up. No, you didn't. No. It's me. It's always me. I always mess up. Wait, what? You stabbed the chef with a swordfish? Well, seriously? Seriously? No, you didn't. You actually did that. Okay, I can see how that would ruin a date. You... So what? What do you mean, first contact? What, aliens? In the middle of a date? That would also make a date, Well, I don't think it would ruin... Oh, they killed me. Okay, that would make the date. So, just to clarify, because I just feel that this needs a little bit of clarification. You're a time traveler who really likes me. And you've taken me on a first date over 20 times because you really like me. And the reason for this is because you kept messing it up and you wanted it to be perfect. And you saved me from the serial killer by being very, very subtle. Not subtle, but subtle. Why? And that's very flattering, by the way. Very, very, very complimentary because you're a time traveler and... But why me? Why all that effort? Because I'm nothing special. No, I'm not. I mean, I'm pretty, but I'm not beautiful. I'm not stunning. I'm adorable. I'm cute. I'm bouncy. I'm nerdy. See, these are all good things, but I mean, it doesn't add up. It doesn't add up because I'm just not the kind of girl that someone would make that much effort for. But you did. And I don't quite get why. Because you think I'm wonderful. And funny. And smart. And you really like my smile. Oh. So. That's a lot of effort. Thank you. Thank you for saving me from the serial killer. I really didn't want to die because if I had died, we wouldn't be here. Would we? We wouldn't. I don't really understand time travel because, I didn't think it was a thing until, well, you know. So, this is our first date, only not first date. It's a lot of effort. Do you like cake? Do you like cake? Because you've made a lot of effort and I want to bake you a cake. No, not a thank you cake. Well, yes, a thank you. I should definitely make you a thank you cake. But I thought, well, I need to, you know, balance it out. So I thought I could make you a cake and maybe we could go on a picnic. If you like picnics. What? No, I don't want to do this again. Well, I do want to go on a date with you, but I don't want a first date. I want a second date. Even though you've had a second date, but it wasn't a second date because it was a second first date, so I don't think that really counts, and I really think that we should have a second date. But I want to plan it and bake for you and spoil you. And you know, but... Well, I wouldn't say I'm okay with you being a time traveler. I mean, I'm okay with you being a time traveler because it's you and I really like you and I feel special. And I never feel special. But I don't know what I was saying. It's when you look at me like that, I just... You're so special. And it's not because you're a time traveler. Well, it's a little bit because you're a time traveler. Because you're a time traveler. And that's so cool. That's so cool. I am such a nerd. I'm so nerdy. And this is just... You're special. And I really like you. And you really like me. And you went to all of this effort. You saved me from the serial killer. And that definitely deserves a cake and a kiss. But I don't want to be forward about the kiss. But I really want to kiss you because I've been thinking about kissing you for the last half an hour. 2 hours. 3 hours. 4 hours. 6 hours. I've been thinking about kissing you all night. But I want it to be special because I really like you. So tomorrow, would you like to go on a picnic with me? You would? Yay! That is amazing. And no, I don't want the date to end now. No, I just want to secure that second date. Well, you might change your mind. I mean, you still can change your mind, but I really don't want you to because I'm making plans. I'm making plans in my head about what I'm going to bake and cook. Do you have any allergies? I don't know what that is. It's from the 23rd century, so... Should be fine? Should be fine. Fantastic! I'm going to spoil you. I'm just going to make you want to kiss me. Just... You do. You do? You do. How is this actually happening? This does not happen to people like me. People like me. Just, you know. Me. It wouldn't happen to anyone else because... You are very smooth. How many times have you said that? This is the first time. Are you sure? Because I I really like you. I really, really like you. There is so much liking. Would you? Nothing. Well, would you like to... Do you like roller derby? Roller derby. Because I actually belong to a team. And, well, we have a thing later. What? Have you been to... You have? What, with me? To watch me. You watch me? Really? Would you like to... Would you like to continue the date by watching me? And, maybe we could get sushi after? Or something that's not sushi? Maybe something that's not sushi. Sorry, I can't really think right now because you like me. You like me and... you like me. I just want to ask you one thing. Just this tiny thing. I mean, you don't have to say yes. It's just, I've just had one date with you. Just one date. And you've had... a lot of dates with me and I'm jealous. I'm so jealous. And I mean, you don't have to now because I know you're a time traveler and I don't know what I'm saying. Just I want our dates to be, I want to remember them. I want to have pictures, memories. Because I want I want to spend time with you. No, no, you're not lucky. You are not lucky. I'm lucky. I am the... We're both lucky. Great. And I still can't stop smiling. You can't either. This is the best day I've ever had for the 27th time. I really like you. And you're a time traveler, and that is so cool. That's so cool. Have you seen Back to the Future? You haven't. Well, you will tonight. That's what we're going to do. That's what we're going to do. This date is going to be epic. I mean, it already is epic, but it's going to be even more epic because Back to the Future. If you want. You do. Yes. Oh, I really, really like you. Oh, bubble tea! Did you do this? I like you even more now. I really do.